This is a series of recordings concerned with what the Lord Keith Schellenberg has referred to as being the French Revolution on egg. It starts off with the recording which was broadcast by BBC Radio Scotland on the morning news bulletin Good Morning Scotland on Monday the 18th of July. It moves on to the recording made live of the handover of the Egg Trust on Saturday 16th July.
At the weekend, when a new group of trustees, for the first time mainly island residents, were gathered to actually run the island, many of them in celebratory mood, saying that the development represents a new opportunity for them to gain more control over their own lives. The landlord, Keith Schellenberg, who's often been in dispute with the islanders, is however unimpressed with the revamped trust and its aims. This report from Roddy McLean starts with the aims, as expressed at the official handover by trustee and islander Fiona Cherry.
To secure the island for Scottish and global heritage, to be run in the interests of the community, allowing security of tenure and sustainable economic livelihood, to encourage continued growth of the cultural heritage and maintain and improve the built environment whilst conserving the ecology of this unique and beautiful island, so that it may be enjoyed and shared by all.
The tranquil harbour, where the boat that comes daily from Arisig was bobbing at the quayside, was the setting for a ceremony that some residents say represents a sea change in the politics of this island. The Isle of Egg Trust was formed 3 years ago by four mainland-based people who were keen to buy the island when it was last on the market. No sale resulted, and owner Keith Schellenberg's management, which has been a source of dispute with many of the islanders, has continued. The trustees decided recently to donate the trust to a new management group which was elected by the island residents. One of those trustees who was re-elected is Alistair McIntosh.
If 2 years ago a millionaire had turned up and given us enough money to make an offer that Keith Schellenberg couldn't refuse, I think in a sense we'd have been in a worse position than we are today, because we would then have had it that the outside trustees had done it all. Whereas what's happened now with time working through its processes is that the resident islanders are doing it. They've taken over today, and what happens now will wholly belong to them. So the time for outside advocacy has moved on, and that's wonderful.
A native Gaelic-speaking islander on the new trust, although he is now a resident on the mainland, is Duncan Ferguson. He looks to the future with optimism.
The feudal system is not working on egg anyway. We feel that the people who live here should be able to control or manage the affairs that affect them most.
Keith Schellenberg has owned Egg for nearly 20 years. He has no sympathy with the aim of the trust to influence the management of the island or with his desire to possibly buy it at some time in the future.
It's a joke, but it is 1797. That's the idea of the French Revolution. If that's what they want and the people of this country want, well, fine, but I don't believe they do. And I think we're just having a lot of time-wasting publicity for those who are really, most of them don't do a job and have hardly worked out of here and are very heavily subsidized by the taxpayer.
The trust will be formulating policy in the months ahead and will attempt to raise money for a management study of egg. According to some of the younger residents, there is one issue calling for immediate attention.
It would be nice to see people having security of tenure and being able to do what they would like to do.
Security of tenure for people who are not within the crofting system. The folk that are living in houses without any leases, I think that's very important.
All we're really looking to achieve is security for the people that want to live here.
Some of the islanders look forward to the day when they may raise enough money, perhaps up to £1 million, in the mode of the Ashencrofters, to buy the island. Keith Schellenberg, however, says they can forget that idea while he is in charge.
I am not interested in supporting what I regard as a communist and childish takeover. And certainly I see it as my duty, for as long as I'm able, to resist these daft efforts by some, as I say, some layabout publicity seekers.
Those labels, however, are rejected by trustee Alistair McIntosh. He says that a takeover by island people would right the wrongs of history. what we see in something like the Athen Trust, for example, is a situation whereby the best examples of community, we're not talking communism here like Keith Schellenberg says we are, we're talking community, but also individual entrepreneurship as expressed through individual landholding in the crofting context. We're looking towards establishing that pattern, but with access to the whole of the land and not just keeping the people on native reservations, which is what we have effectively had up until now.
The latest from Egg and Rory McLean's report. It's 8:21.
Somebody told me it was quite an important weekend in sport. I seem to have missed the entire jubilation. I don't know how I managed. They're the only...
I should start off by introducing and thanking two of the original trustees, Tom Forsyth and Alistair McIntosh. Tom, who's going to officially hand over the document of the Egg Trust that was started in 1991. Fiona Cherry has been elected as one of the new trustees as convener, and she'll be accepting the new trustees on behalf of the new trustees. Tom, I'm afraid that's it.
Very pleased that last night I was invited in to be a fly on the wall when the steering committee and the new trustees had their meeting at Flag Farm, and was quite moved by the whole way that it went. Because of, you know, trustees, the idea is they're meant to be responsible for the way the trust is administered. And I must say that the way the meeting went last night, and that's a combined meeting, was a lot better organised than some of the trustee meetings we've had have failed. Bob Harris, who would love to have been here but was too short notice, has often had trouble keeping some of us in order. But it was a very well-run meeting last night. There was passion that was tempered by intelligence, by humour, and of all things that might surprise some of the critics, there was sobriety. I looked that up in the dictionary to see if I got it right this morning. It was great. And so I've got no hesitation at all in handing over to the new trustees. You'll hear a list of them shortly in the various talents. I'd just like to say one further thing, that it's well known that I went out of my head years ago. It's also known to quite a number of people that I feel that my heart is on Egg here. And so it's probably not quite as well known that I went out of my heart some years ago. I really lived my gut. In Cromwell's day, they used to talk about, "I beseech you by the bowels of Christ." We often have a different orientation these days, think the head where it's important. Because I live from my gut, I'm quite happy to have my heart on Egg. I probably should have done something like Kennedy did and had a wee bit of training from Duncan here on the Gaelic, so I could have said it in the Gaelic, you know, the way Kennedy did about Berlin. It might have been a bit of a gimmick, but anyway, I'm no less interested in what's going on here, just the fact that I've stepped back. So, great. Yes, you know that technically the handover happened last night in this simple
gesture. First of all, I would like to give you a question of the trustees. The first being myself, Fiona Cherry. I'm an Indigenous Islander, the postmaster here. Duncan Ferguson, spokesperson, Indigenous but not resident. A Gaelic speaker who works in the fishing industry. Margaret Kirk, US Corps, Gaelic speaker,
Eight residents for 35 years. Alison Mainbush, Lewis Grace, MSc, Teaching Director, Center of Human Growth, Edinburgh University, Katie McKinnon, Indigenous Islander, Doctor, Gaelic Speaker, Leslie Riddick, campaigning broadcaster, journalist with a special interest in Scottish heritage and empowerment. Christopher Shearer, Texas City, resident incomer and general practitioner to the small island. Barry Williams, treasurer, resident incomer, retired.
Daddy, come here!
The steering committee, Colin Carr, convener, spokesperson, farmer and resident for 19 years. John Chester, natural historian and Scottish Wildlife Trust, resident warden for 8 years. John Cormack, ferryman and postman, resident for 16 years. Margaret Fife, craft worker, resident for 18 years. And Donald McLean, fisherman, resident for 43 years. A statement from the Isle of Wight Trust. Following decades of private ownership, where the community has been at the whims and vagaries of a series of landlords, most of whom have singularly failed to discharge their social responsibilities to their tenants in this fragile and remote community, residents of the Isle of Wight are preparing a mechanism whereby they can take charge of their own destiny should the opportunity arise. A steering committee of 5 residents, democratically elected, has been in action for 4 months, undertaking preparatory work to explore alternative ways of running the island. The Isle of Wight Trust, which was formed in 1991 to try and buy the island when it was previously up for sale, has been generously transferred to 8 new trustees, all of whom are either residents or have close connections to the island. Again, all democratically elected. These two bodies, in tandem, are in an ideal position to create strategies, implement policy and raise funds. The aims of the steering committee and the Isle of Wight Trust to secure the island for Scottish and global heritage, to be run in the interest of the community, allowing security of tenure and sustainable economic livelihood, to encourage continued growth of the cultural heritage and maintain and improve the built environment whilst conserving the ecology of this unique and beautiful island so that it may be enjoyed and shared by all.
And I think that's all. Again, I think as the community is gathered here, I think we'd all like to join again in thanking the original trustees for giving us this idea and starting all this off in 1991. Oh, yes. Just before we go, I think Duncan Fergus is going to say something in Gaelic for us.
Just needs a bit of encouragement, you know.
Yeah. You know the worst is, everybody,
when they have a show here on Monday,
and you're there,
to look and see what you're going to say.
There's no time to shut them down.
Good to that. I hope they won't be out.
I hope not. I haven't seen them since all this stuff. What did you hear yesterday?
I think he went away this morning. Well,
no, his name is going away tomorrow. He's going to use tomorrow. The Clan Ranald.
You know the Clan Ranald?
The chief. No, they do well.
Are they?
They can.
You can play for the game.
I think they owned
the place.
How did they act?
Yes. Yes, and remember they used to just go into any vehicle and take things that they could just
drive. I was in South Wales before that in Surrey.
What, anybody's vehicle?
Yes, it was on the pier, wasn't it?
Yeah. Manchester,
South Wales,
the bottom of the
Rhondda
Valley.
So they must be going to use for a couple of days.
There's yachts out there.
Which yachts are
there? Three yachts out there. Well, one of them is Clan Ranald.
And he's an American, isn't he?
Clan Ranald. No, I think he's English, isn't
it? Oh, is he? I thought this one.
He used to be the West Coast
of the Clan Ranald. That's why they were going to use it.
One school day.
Yes, Clan Ranald.
Oh, it's a friend that sold it.
I hope
stand in front of the mirror and just
No, it's okay for radio. You hold that.
I could be looking forward to it, Fiona.
What do you know about that?
So, we were from I think just about how useful to the you're obviously relinquishing your direct link now to stuff.
Yeah.
So you might want to reflect on what you've done or not done.
Well, when we had our...
Can I get it going, or get the tape going?
Whatever you like.
Yep,
you,
okay.
You
from aside, you're the person that really founded this trust. You're now relinquishing your connection with it. How do you feel today?
It feels great. We really, when the trust, we had the final meeting of the former trust, I felt a great sense. It was like, I can't say exactly giving birth to something. I haven't given birth to anything, but it was something like that, giving up a child. And this feels like, I'm a grandparent now, and this feels like the next generation. I was very impressed, as I said there, about the way in which the whole thing was handled, the meeting of the steering committee and the new trustees. There was no argument. Business was done in a wonderful, as I said to you, they'd never been as organised in the old trusteeship.
I agree.
I'm very impressed.
What do you think we'll see? Looking ahead, say, how long is the trust been going?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Looking ahead another 3 years, what do you see? What changes do you see in Egg in that time?
Oh, goodness knows. It's just so difficult because of the, present owner. Totally unpredictable. But the great thing is that the wonderful thing is happening all over the world, that people are being forced into community action. Because things, whether it's in the Drum Chapel or whether it's in Patagonia, folk are really having to get their act together because they're not getting what's needed from the various authorities, wherever it is. And I think that's great. In fact, I mean, this was really last night one of the wonderful things in Alistair. He didn't say anything there, but they both agreed it was very good, the sense of community that's being forced. It's people have been forced to take the charge, begin to act.
So you obviously think this is a significant day for Egg. Do you think the significance goes beyond this island to the islands as a whole?
No. To the islands as a whole, I know, in the world. The world. That's one of the things. That was part of the original vision for that. And it's one of the points when I was doing my fly on the wall last night. I did to remind the folk that we've often in the past had this thing, well, it's just a bunch of rather dubious crofters, you know, why all that money you're asking? It was talked about X millions there before, just for a bunch of folk. But then if you remind them, this place has got wonderful heritage, and if we're talking about holiness in the sense of hail and whole in a wholesome sense, this place is much holier than Holy Island or Iona for that matter. It's got so much more going for it in that whole sense. If you wanted to pick one place, as Donan did, to have your centre, it was all the islands about. I mean, Iona is impoverished, you know, I've done botany, soils and all the rest of it. This place is incredible. It's got everything. And there's a lot going for it. And it's not in spite of the present scene here, because of that, it's a very good opportunity to see how, you know, we keep in mind the Berlin Wall and good says what, and we've got aromatherapy happening under NHS and acupuncture and things like that. It's an amazing transformation happening. It's happening here. It's a sort of erosion of a false power. And it's taking place. It's taken time. I mean, we've enjoyed it, and I still enjoy it.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great.
Wonderful. Often enjoying it as much as we.
No, probably not. No.
No, it's sad.
He doesn't. Yeah, he didn't seem to have any bad feelings. He just felt that he should just maybe stay out in the background. I asked him if he was coming down, and he said he had been invited.
And
he sort of thought about it, and he thought, no, maybe he'd spoil things for people to
get. Yeah, well, goodness, there would be some very strange feelings in some folk if he had come down. No, we're perfectly happy. We've never rubbished a man. He acknowledged that when we did our official release in the Balmoral Hotel there. He was present, invited, as was his former wife, and he acknowledged we'd never done him enough. And that's what people are very clear now.
These
statements, I don't know if
it's about the whole landlord system.
It's worldwide, like Alan McRae was saying, I think, crofters, you know, it's worldwide, this book, reclaiming their rights in that sense. But this is what I was saying last night, this is just not a repeat of the Athens crofters at all. This place really is special.
Water and telecommunications industries.
I guess that's what you call a root and branch restructuring. Jessica Mitchell.